Let me tell you about a boy I know. The folks all called him Jitterbug Joe. He was long and lean and thin, and he didn't have a lot of whiskers on his chin. His hair was slick as a horse's mane. It shone like a headlight on a train. Life to him was Bododeo, this kid called Jitterbug Joe. His high school grades were awful, and they never did improve. But when it come to dancing, he could do the boogie-woogie and be right in the groove. He took first prize at the county fair for dancing longer than anyone there. But he'd go to sleep on the end of a hole, this kid called Jitterbug Joe. Town gossips shook their head and said, "My, my, it's just too bad. Puts grease in his hair, the little brat. He'll never be nothing but a darn happy cat. Yeller tie and checkered socks. He sure is heading right square for the rocks. If he was mine, I'd lay down the rule. I'd send him to a reform school." Then Joe left town one midnight, and didn't they all haw-haw? They smiled and smirked and whispered, "He's gone and done something, and he's dodging the law." Just a bunch of buzzards looking smug. Another grave they thought they'd dug. But several things they didn't know about the kid called Jitterbug Joe. A year went by, and then one day, as the buzzards met in their usual way, to mull over gossip, old and new, a man walked up and said, "How do you do?" Three bright stripes were on his arm. A medal was pinned on his uniform. His eyes were clear and his voice was low. It was Sergeant Jitterbug Joe. "Oh, you old gossip mongers, don't your tongues ever get in a cramp? If it wasn't for kids just like Jitterbug Joe, you'd be heiling Hitler in a concentration camp. They're out there fighting while you sit around with nothing to do but run folks down. Take off your hats and bow down low to kids like Jitterbug Joe."